more that these things happened to me, the more I isolated from people, and the more I resented people, and the more I felt ashamed, and the more I felt just apart from. And I just wanted to go back and just have a little fun. And I'd have a few drinks, and I'd feel better, and then it would just take over me. And I started having these old mood swings. Sometimes I'd get drunk, and I would break down and cry, which would irritate me. Because I don't want to break down and cry. I'm a big, tough CB. And other times I would decide to fight. And I would not be good at picking my opponents. And it just, all kinds of things happened to me. And finally I got drunk with the British sailors. The British sailors had come in, and we were playing out at the Club Macombo. And when it was all said and done, these guys, you know, got ready to leave. They said, "Why don't you come with us, mate? We've got booze on our ship." And I said, "You've got to be kidding." They said, "No, we do." So I went with their ship to see if that was true. And while I was there, they went to sea. Well, that's like Steve said, that was funny now. But they do it, you know, they do a head count, and there's, you know, we've got too many people. One of them sounds funny. It's got to be him. So, you know, now I'm, you know, and they transfer me to an American vessel and get me back. And, you know, I get stripped of all of my, what little rank I had, and thrown in the brig. And, you know, and now I'm the laughing stock of the battalion. You know, they're having good-natured fun, which we, you know, I can take some of that today. But then I burned with a vitriolic anger when you even looked at me wrong. If you made fun of me, I would attack you. So I'm just done. I've got to get away from everybody. So we get back to the States. I went on a binge, and the upshot of it is I attempted suicide. I wound up getting a corp to review me, and they realized that they had an escaped mental patient in the Navy, which I'm remiss. I want to back up a little bit and say something here that if you're new here in Alcoholics Anonymous tonight or to this morning, welcome to AA. Welcome to the fastest growing organization in the world that no one wants to join. This thing is the greatest movement in the world. If you have alcoholism or suspect that you have a problem with drinking, if you find that when you drink that you have little control over the amounts you take, or when you drink you don't seem to be able to stop at all, or you wind up, as Joe Lee says, if you wind up in the mornings with a sunburnt mouth, you're in the right place. And we're glad to have you here. There is no better place in the world to be. In here, there is an answer. In fact, in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, the second chapter, it says there is a solution. That's a powerful message. There is a solution. Bill knew he had to put that up right up there close to the front, because we've got a very short attention span. We weren't going to read over into chapter 7 or 8 to find out if there's a solution. I need to flip over and say, okay, now we're talking. I'm in a hurry here. So I'm just going to tell you this. If you're new here tonight and you came here hoping to hear some pearl from me that's going to change your life, something that you can say, well, the speaker said, I would like to point out to you that your speaker is an escaped mental patient. Which kind of says something about you. You're sitting out here listening to me. Most normal people would have got up and started walking out right now. You guys all lean forward, you know. And I got to say something. I'm not the only one here that has a screw loose. If you're new, look around you. You'll see all these people with, you know, in AA, and they have all destroyed their lives through, you know, we have broken homes, and we've been to prison and lived on skid row and mental institutions, and we've lived in full flight from reality. we've got all this stuff going on, and we'd like to guide you into your new life.